marketing. It either gets people uber excited or completely skeeved out. I get it. Marketing is a very polarizing aspect of any business, and people love it or hate it, depending upon their personalities. Regardless of how you feel about it, you gotta learn how to do it well. So I'm glad you're here. Hopefully I'll take the pain out of it a little bit and simplify it for those of you who aren't so into it. And for everyone else, I hope to drum up some new ideas and fresh initiatives that get you totally revved and excited to take your marketing plan to that next level. So let's dive right in here. Sometimes marketing gets a bad rap. Some people have misconceived notions about what it is and how it works. So let's get really basic here. What is marketing? Marketing is simply the act of teaching your customers why they need your products or services. Pretty simple, right? You know they need it and why, but they don't. Your marketing content should help explain in a compelling way why they should work with you. When you don't execute solid marketing tactics, you're actually doing your customers a huge disservice because you're basically keeping all your awesomeness to yourself. Think of it that way. You're being selfish. You're not able to share yourself. Seriously, if no one knows who you are and what you have to offer, then they can't be helped by your products or services. So it's really your duty and in a place of service to do this. That's right. If you've ever felt that marketing feels icky, flip that switch. I love that expression. Flip that switch here again. It's not icky. Rather, it's the only means you have for telling your customers how you can help them. There. Do you feel a little bit better about that? I hope if you feel icky about it, you feel a bit better about it. We have an entire module coming up devoted to building a strong marketing strategy for your business. So the purpose of this lesson is really to give you clarity on how marketing fits into your business and what it can do for you, to debunk all the myths about marketing that are possibly holding you back, and to convince you that you absolutely can stand out among the crowd by using your marketing prowess. So as I mentioned, marketing is not a dirty word. It's a very clean word and a crucial piece of your business that's going to accomplish three basic tasks. It will help you capture the attention of your target market. It will help you persuade customers to purchase your product or service. It will provide your customers with a specific, easy-to-take action that will make them feel really good. How do you formulate your marketing plan? Well, for years, marketers used what's known as the four P's of marketing. It's been around for ages. You may have heard about it. You've probably come across it at some point. The four P's are product, as in, do you have a product or service to sell that people actually want or need? Price, as in, how much are you going to charge for that product? Place, as in, where are you going to reach your customers? And promotion, as in how will you share your messaging with all your customers. When you put those four P's together, you have your marketing mix. Now, in recent years, there have been a lot of naysayers who say the four P's are just no longer relevant, or that it should be the five P's, or the entire marketing landscape has changed since the world has become more digital. But for our purposes here, I think it still serves as a great framework to get you to think through how you'll market your product or service successfully. So we've included a handout on the four P's that will help you make the best decisions around each of the P's that will guide you to do the rest of your marketing campaigns, messaging, and strategies that we'll go through in a later lesson. So hopefully by now you're comfy with the idea that marketing is a very important aspect of your business, and it's not icky. It's really not icky as you may have thought it was. Okay, are you still not convinced? I want you to check out our handout where we debunk 9 marketing myths that may be lurking in your brain or holding you back from building a successful marketing plan. Okay, are you ready to be the best marketer you can be? Absolutely, I know you are. I know you are. Listen, doctors spend years in medical school training to become doctors, but when they get out and they start a practice, they very quickly realize they need to become business people too. Even the best surgeon in the country, after years of intense training, had to go out and market himself until people were convinced he was indeed the best surgeon in the country. So no matter your expertise, you can convince your customers how great you are and why they need you. You've got the four P's to think through. We've debunked some myths that may have been holding you back, And we have several lessons ahead that will also help you formulate an exact marketing strategy for your specific business. But for now, you should be armed with the clarity of how marketing will fit into your business overall, why you need to pay attention to it, and why you're actually doing the world a huge disservice by keeping your product or services from them if you don't learn to market properly. You got this, and you just completed your fifth section of your sphere of clarity. One more to go. Cannot wait. I will see you in that next lesson.